This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The first shipments of humanitarian aid began trickling into the Gaza Strip after a ceasefire ended an 11-day conflict between Israel and the blockaded enclave's Islamist rulers, Hamas. Meantime, Hamas has claimed victory for Palestinians from Gaza to Jerusalem. U.S. President Joe Biden acknowledges there is no easy path to getting North Korea to give up its nuclear weapons, but reaffirms his ironclad commitment to the U.S. alliance with South Korea after talks with President Moon Jae-in. Nigeria's top-ranking army commander and other officers were killed when their plane crashed in bad weather in the country's north, officials are saying. The IMF proposes a $50 billion plan to end the COVID-19 pandemic, aiming to expand global immunization drives, just as Latin America and the Caribbean pass 1 million deaths. Hundreds of Greek firefighters battle a forest fire near Athens for a third day in a row, but bring the main front of the blaze under control as weather conditions improve. Hackers have stolen data on about 4.5 million Air India passengers around the world in the latest breach reported by a major airline. And after going through a series of name changes and much scientific and political discussion, the EU Digital COVID Certificate comes into use on July 1st. It will use data on coronavirus vaccinations, tests, and immunity to help usher in a return to summer tourism and non-essential travel across the 27-nation bloc. And the Eurovision Song Contest finally returns in Rotterdam. It was off for a year due to the coronavirus pandemic. This is VOA News. Animal rights protesters are blockading four McDonald's distribution centers in the UK in an attempt to get the burger chain to commit to becoming fully plant-based by 2025. Animal Rebellion said Saturday that trucks and bamboo structures are being used at the distribution sites in Hemel Hempstead, Basingstoke, Coventry, and Haywood in Greater Manchester to stop the lorries from leaving depots. The group said it intends to remain at the site for at least 24 hours, causing significant disruption to the McDonald's supply chain. It says the protest will affect some 1,300 restaurants. The head of Myanmar's military-appointed State Election Commission says his agency will consider dissolving Aung San Suu Kyi's former ruling party for alleged involvement in electoral fraud and having its leaders charged with treason. Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy party won a landslide victory in last November's general election, but was prevented from starting a second term by a military coup in February. The new Union Election Commission chairman said an investigation of last year's polls showed that Suu Kyi's party had illegally worked with the government to give itself an advantage at the polls. Independent observers dispute the assertions of widespread irregularities. The UN Special Envoy for Libya has warned the Security Council that progress on the key issue of withdrawing mercenaries and foreign fighters from Libya has stalled, and their continued presence is a threat not only to Libya but to the entire African region. Jan Kubis said recent disturbing events in neighboring Chad, where rebels were blamed for last month's killing of the president of Chad, are a reminder of the link between the security situation in Libya and the security and stability in the region. U.S. President Joe Biden says he won't allow the Department of Justice to seize journalists' phone records and emails, calling the practice wrong and a significant departure from his predecessors. Absolutely, positively, it's wrong. It's simply wrong, he told a reporter Friday at the White House. His comments come as CNN reported Thursday that the Trump administration's Justice Department secretly obtained the 2017 phone records of one of their correspondents, the latest revelation of an apparent leak investigation aimed at identifying a journalist's sources that was launched during the last administration. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.